Go, hit me.
Hey, Eliezer.
Hi.
I have a joke for you.
I'm excited.
This is a sci-fi joke. Are you into sci-fi?
I could be.
Okay. Why didn't Han Solo enjoy his steak dinner?
Because it was...
You can do it. You're so close.
It was meaty.
No. Han Solo.
Han Solo?
Don't say... Go, like, investigate
Han
this.
Han Solo.
Think about it. Analyze it.
Beef.
Han Solo from Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who... And his best friend was?
Han Solo's best friend?
Yeah.
Because it was too chewy?
Yeah! You did nice, it. Nice. Oh, we got there together.
That's good. Okay. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. All right.
But that wasn't an original, is what you're saying.
None of these are yet.
Okay. This one is.
Okay.
What Jewish article is the best thing to watch your children?
To watch your children? So you're not talking about like a newspaper article.
Did you hear? It's watch your children. What Jewish article is best to watch your children?
It's best to watch your children. Oh, hold on. A shofar.
A sitter.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
That is, woo. You know what?
You like that one?
Yeah. Trademark that sucker. All that's right. Great. Let's do this.
Here we go.
Doodle bomb. I should smack you over the head, mister.
Ow. You look a little frazzled. Just get up.
Hey-o.
I say Shmir.
Agree to disagree.
I mean, we love all Jews and all shuls.
We love all shuls. Okay, hold on. I'm there. Oh, you like those mirabas.
David Hasselhoff, baby.
Oh, the Hoff.
It's okay, we're Jewish. Because we are experts in everything we talk about.
Yeah, they're looking to us as a guiding light.
Sully.
Eliezer. Wow, we... Should people...
Yes, they have to know.
They have to know that we're on location.
This is we're in New York.
New York City, not just New York.
We're in the Purple Hotel. Indigo?
Indigo.
I don't know what. Indigo to Go-Go? Wasn't there that singer?
Wake me up before you Indigo-Go. That was Michael Scott? George Michael Scott.
But wasn't there the singer named Indigo? What is that? What is that with
Jack Indugu.
Indugu. Oh, that was such a good movie. It's 11:30 at night. I don't think we have recorded this late at night.
This is the city that never sleeps.
Do you think David Beshefkin records this late at night?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because tonight was a long night of listening to someone speak.
Hold on, stop.
Like every 5 minutes.
I got to tell you. I know you're going to edit this out. No one wants to know any of that.
I'm not editing it out. I never in my life. It's a great podcast.
You know, here, this is a good segue. We're going to go right into our subject. It's so late. It has been so long since we've eaten.
Yeah, it was like 3 minutes ago?
No, like a real meal.
It is disgusting, actually, Sally, if we're going to... I know we're about to talk about food.
Yeah.
But like
we've never done before. So I hope you're ready to like
we've had plenty of food
today. Dive into something new.
And literally a few minutes ago we're up on the rooftop and there's also like why did they feel the need to buy in another tray of ribs and fries and
I appreciated
that. We had just had dinner.
It was food that you pick at. It wasn't like a real meal.
They were ribs.
Okay. It's 11:20. First of all, not 11:30. Fact check. And we had dinner at 6 PM.
There was food there. Like
I try not to go a few hours without having some kind of food in my belly.
But you know what? Okay. But it's a great segue.
Yeah, it is.
Because this whole episode, really, it's mostly about food. We said we're going to talk about it.
Yes, we did.
We're talking about the shul
kiddush. Giving the fans, first of all, fans, if you're out there, yes, we are giving you what you want. You've asked for kiddush.
You want kiddush? We're giving it to you. We're giving it to you. A delicious.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Kiddush. You got the chillin'.
We actually got a little bit of negative feedback recently that
you didn't sing enough.
Well, no, that you've been trying to hook me into your songs.
No.
And then I don't follow you.
You are remembering it wrong. One of our top fans,
David Statman,
said, hey, I see that you're trying to get Eliezer to sing your songs.
Maybe I don't have a song.
He's not biting.
Yeah.
Whereas season two, or I was this all is over. Season two?
We're in season two.
Season one, he was all over those songs. So what changed?
Well, I think this is the episode I need because Kiddush is really, it's a heartwarming, soulful experience.
Literally heartwarming.
Could be.
You have the chillin'.
Before we jump in, why don't we explain to our listeners who love our podcast, but don't actually, like they come to learn about Judaism.
100%. So what is a Kiddush? You know what? Let's start with the Hebrew word
beautiful. Kiddush. I didn't think you'd go there because you generally don't like to teach any kind of Torah.
No, generally not. But I'm feeling it's New York. It's a new me.
So Kiddush. So first of all, what Kiddush is versus the Kiddush. But Kiddush means Kadosh, which means holy, which I think I said last.
Probably.
Last one. But the whole idea is that there it says in the Torah that we are to Mekadesh this day.
The Sabbath. You're sanctifying the Sabbath.
And the way we do this, sanctify the day, we do this by when we start the meal, we say a special blessing over grape juice or wine, which is holy.
Very.
Because it's got
grapes.
There's a elegance to it. I want to say chashivas. What's a better way to
importance?
An important
significance,
right? So we say that we say the significantly special
important
blessing,
wine or grape juice
or special blessing.
Can I ask you a question? Can I interrupt you right in the middle of your whole explanation?
I'm trying really hard.
So you're a Kedem guy, I assume, for grape juice, right? You grew up on Kedem.
Yeah, but you know what? I'd like a peach Kedem anytime.
Really?
Oh yeah, love me some peach Kedem.
But it's not really peach, is it?
It's essence of peach. It's not. It's actually grape juice with somehow it. I don't know how they do that.
That's you magic. Read my mind.
How do they do that?
Okay, as a kid, I'm like hooked on Kedem. Okay, then I see this commercial.
A Welch's?
Exactly. And it really, kind of. I got upset.
Right.
For two reasons.
Welch's
one
is for the masses.
Well, you know. Well, I think Welch's is kosher, or is it not?
I think it is.
I remember
we're not a kosher podcast. Meaning,
well, we're definitely not a kosher organization. We know this.
We're not super. We're not certified by the OU.
Well, we work for the OU.
We do work for them, but they don't certify the podcast or the COR or the Huff K or the Star K.
Tablets and triangles.
Kosher LA. Shout out to our buddy Jonathan Benzigain. Anyway, none of those people say we could give you any kosher advice.
No, yeah, this is as this podcast.
What were we talking about?
Welch's. White grape,
I think
classic.
It is white grape.
There was white grape and regular grape.
Well,
but
I've never seen that.
Here's the thing: I'm watching this commercial as a kid, and I am hooked on Kedem. Kedem is my brand.
I get it.
You and were then I you see were Spanky
from Alfalfa.
Yeah, but the movie,
the little
not
rascals,
the little rascals.
Yeah,
the actor who played Spanky
he was
the
Welch's.
Spokesperson for Welch's grape juice.
Oh, he really went downhill.
So I was conflicted, like I'm torn between my love for Kedem and my love for the little rascals. Mm. So I think I made my art. I don't make my mom do it. I asked my mom to please buy Welch's.
Not what she told me.
And let's try it. And it had like grape skin in it or something like
ew.
That. You ever, yeah, it was.
Was it old?
I guess so. Anyway, tried it once. Never went back.
Welch's
so Kedem.
There's also Manischewitz. Does it
grape juice?
I think so.
No, that's wine, sir. You were a drunk as a child.
Anywho,
that's what was going
this
on.
This totally unrelated, but okay. But so Kiddush means so we're sanctifying the day. We do a special
you make a blessing over the grave. My Paloma. I guess that Paloma.
Listeners, you can't see, but I just fell backwards.
You're such a lightweight.
It's ridiculous. He can't. I can't get a word in with this guy. So, Kiddush means Kadosh, means holy, and it says in the Torah, in the Bible, that we are to sanctify the day, this holy day of Shabbat.
That's right.
So we do that by, before the meal, we have a meal Friday night, a meal Shabbos day, and we sanctify it by doing the special blessing called Kiddush over wine or grape juice, which is considered...
Can you demonstrate?
Sure. So, well, different between night and day, but we'll just do...
Let's do the nighttime.
Yom HaShishi.
What? Wow. Has anyone ever told you you have the voice...
Of an angel?
Of Cantor Helfgott.
Who's that?
Are you joking? The Cantor Helfgott?
I've never heard of him. Or her.
Look, it's okay we're Jewish, but that's... I mean, you need to juggle that.
What is it?
He's one of the most famous cantors in all of the land.
Never heard of him. Did he go to Cantor Deli? I'll put you bang.
You sound like you're in mid-vomit.
Can we... listen.
What do you want me to
we
do?
We say Kiddush. No. We have a meal. And on Shabbos day, the people come and they say Kiddush in the synagogue. And they have the whole spread.
Quite a spread.
Let's
paint this picture.
In a good shul.
Okay, let's paint this picture. Let's talk about...
Can't paint on Shabbos.
Not every Kiddush is the same. Think of it as just a giant reception without any...
Well, hold on. Can I rewind back to... Why do we even do Kiddush in the shul? because it happened to be that it used to be back in the day, people would sleep in the shul.
People had nowhere else to go, so the synagogue was their home. So
they made Kiddush for everyone in the synagogue. That's right. And then the people that stayed.
When you go to synagogue on Friday night,
they make Kiddush.
They make Kiddush still.
And they do it on Shabbos day as
tradition.
Well. But Shabbos day, they also now it's sort of warped into a...
It's a little warped, too.
They morphed it into a Kiddush for the whole synagogue, for the kahila, the community.
Now, I've been to Kiddushes, small, medium, large.
Exorbitant.
I want to talk about the large ones.
Fine. I want to talk about size, and I also want to talk about what happens during Kiddush that upsets me.
So let's start small, because the big problems, I think, are the big Kiddush. Mo Kiddush, mo problems.
Yeah, although if you go after shul and there's like just a couple of like Ritz crackers.
Yeah.
And... that's it. There might be some murder happening.
Okay, we'll get to that. Okay. So let's start with a small Kiddush. Usually is for, out of town shul.
We call it the shul sponsored Kiddush.
Shul, very good.
Thank you.
Shul sponsored. No one came to bat. Yeah, no one
stepped
simcha,
up.
No bar mitzvah.
You got the Ritz crackers.
No wedding. No nothing.
You gotta. Sometimes, if you're lucky, you got that wine herring, which I happen to love.
Well, yes, but it's not the kind of herring that you buy in a kosher store.
You buy it in a glass jar. That's
Kroger's.
It's in the kosher section.
Ralph's. Like it's
been
exactly.
there for
the
decades.
Kosher section of a non-kosher store.
Next to the salmon.
Big, large glass jar.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Why do you like it so much?
Well, I'm going to get into that. Actually, I want to have a whole conversation about herring, but let's go. That's it.
Okay.
Ritz crackers.
Sometimes gefilte fish balls. Sometimes, with a toothpick inside.
Have no place in this world.
I grew up at a shul. These toothpicks were very odd.
So fine. So you maybe get the herring, the Ritz crackers, and if you're lucky, some fish balls, which are disgusting. So I'm not even waiting for Kiddush.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Someone brings a babka. Mm. Does that elevate the Kiddush to a medium Kiddush? Like what's going on there?
Wait. Meaning someone brought their own babka, or that was like
Trader Joe's
planned?
Trader Joe's babka.
I actually don't like Trader Joe's babka.
Wow.
Yeah, I said I like Greenie's babka.
Oh, Greenie's babka is the best.
So good.
Very good.
That doesn't
mean you don't like Trader Joe's babka. You have a
preference.
No,
I don't like it.
Why?
It doesn't taste good to me.
Why?
Because it doesn't make my taste buds go.
You know what? I think I know why.
Why?
Not enough chocolate to dough ratio.
It's not sweet enough.
Really?
Yeah. So they're trying to be fancy.
Best babka you ever had.
I like Greenie's.
Greenie's the best babka you ever had? So one of our top fans, one of our top fans, Sarah Blitzstein, and her sister Alana Blitzstein, another one of our top fans.
I've never heard anything from Alana. Sarah, you've
stop
told
it. They're our top fans.
Are they in the chat?
They're our top fans. Yeah. They are very busy, and I'll tell you why. When they were in Florida visiting us and some of their family, they brought us the best babka from a place in, I think, Aventura called Levy Shawarma. Now you're asking yourself, Levy Shawarma?
Sounds
I thought
great.
You mentioned babka. Oh man,
never had it. Are they a sponsor?
They should be.
Well, I don't know why you're giving them so much spotlight right now.
Mouth watering, so much gooey chocolate in this babka. Ooh, I think that if that was at a small Kiddush, that would immediately be exorbitant.
Okay, fine. So that elevates it. But
someone would get married staring at that.
But
babka
usually
the
shuls that
Kiddush.
Just have that kind of Kiddush, you can smell the herring in the carpet.
Like, yes, that's
right.
Issues. Oh yeah.
Like so, I'm not a fan of the small Kiddush.
What kind of crackers are you talking? Ritz.
Okay. I don't.
Not saltines.
I actually don't like Kiddushes.
Okay, so you mentioned this on our last episode.
Yeah, I think
and
that's
you,
what sparked you, the whole.
Yeah, you lied to me. You lied to our fans. Eliezer, you lied to yourself. You're doing it now.
I should really be true to my story.
I don't like Kiddush, you said.
I don't like Kiddushes, no.
That is
I'd rather
such
go
a
home.
Lie.
I like,
why are you saying this?
Well, do you want to jump
hurt
into
you?
It? I'll tell
I'm
you.
Jumping.
Who hurt me are the Kiddush people. So imagine you have a Kiddush.
No. Let's put a pin in your sob story.
Well, you're fine, but I'm just telling you. No, I don't like Kiddushes.
Okay, fine.
So why do I need?
We cover small Kiddushes.
Why do I need a whole gross meal before I'm going to have a meal?
Gross meal?
Usually.
That's gross. What you're saying?
Usually the.
Let's go one level up to medium. What does a medium Kiddush look like?
Fine.
We'll get to your pain.
Stay
point.
On track with your.
Yeah.
What's medium?
Yeah.
Well,
it's not. It's got to be more
there's
than
some,
the.
There's some
fish
wafers.
Balls.
There's some wafers out. Those pink and white
pink,
wafers.
That's where I was going with that. Yeah, pink.
There might be, you've got the herring in the jar, but they might throw in some creamed herring.
Exactly, yes, but they probably put it in one of those plastic bowls.
Yeah, and it's not fancy, relax.
No, but that's, you're at a medium Kiddush. Fork or spoon?
Always forks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. definitely Ritz crackers.
There might be. It depends where, like California. They might throw some nuts on the table.
You know what they're going to have at a medium kiddish?
What?
Those white and black fake Oreo cookies. Not Hydrox. Hydrox?
Hydrox. I was thinking Hydrox.
They are going to be at a medium kiddish for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. And
yes.
That's kind of...
Maybe a salami.
They might have some Coke Deli. And Sprite as opposed to like Shasta or Pepsi.
Correct.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Uh-huh. Some popcorn for the kids.
There's some Hueso Cuervo. And some Shlivovitz.
You know what I find?
Yeah.
At a medium kiddish?
What?
Ruffle potato chips barbecue.
Interesting.
At a medium kiddish?
Yeah.
At a grand kiddish, no chips.
No
medium,
chips.
Medium, lots of chips.
No chips. Like a grand one might have stuffed potatoes, but they're not going to have potato chips.
No. No.
I hear you.
Okay, so that's medium. Now.
Do you have a preference?
Potato chips?
No, like medium or small?
Medium or small? Yeah, you know what?
Small is definitely not pretentious.
I prefer a small.
Why?
Because in medium, I'm always confused. Like, was someone supposed to sponsor?
Was I going to have
steal the
am
meatballs?
I supposed to wash? Are we
like,
sitting
where's
down?
Where's the chillin'? Like, I my brain well, is thinks it smells.
Chillin'
like
is an
Kishka.
Indicator. Chillin's an indicator of a higher level.
Yeah,
already.
But I
it's like, an immediate
I'm confused
one.
When I'm a small kiddish. I know what I'm.
You know
getting.
Where your place is.
I have managed my expectations.
Yeah, I mean, I'm leaving for a small. I'm not even staying.
Oh,
so
I stay.
I don't stay. I don't really stay for medium either. I told you, I don't like kiddishes.
Now, here's something we haven't discussed yet.
What?
Schnapps. What are schnapps?
So quite often, a lot of kiddishes actually don't have schnapps, unless it's like
where
a
kid. Where are you dominating?
You know what?
I mean, that's the problem.
I got to be honest. I'm not sure I go to kiddish at
I don't
my
think
shul.
You've been invited to any, it sounds like.
I don't go to kiddish at my shul.
Are
I
you
go,
telling me?
I do go
lived,
to someone's.
Wait, you lived in Crown Heights, Los Angeles,
yeah.
Houston.
Yeah.
Where else? Chicago, Florida,
San Diego,
Israel. That's six places.
Israel. Okay, I mean, I was there.
Yeshiva. And you haven't had a schnapps at a kiddish?
No, I've had schnapps. It's the current shul that I go to. I have not. What I do go is go to someone's house.
Okay.
Who's lovely? Who has? And it's pretty much all schnapps. And when I say schnapps,
so you're talking about a kiddish
high
club now,
level.
Right?
It's not exclusive. I think anybody can go, but not everybody goes.
You told me that I couldn't go.
You were yes. You could not go, but that, still everybody else was invited.
Oh, I see. Okay. So what kind of schnapps are we talking about? We should probably not talk about that.
Yeah.
This is a family show.
It's a family show. Schnapps is apple juice, kiddos.
Yeah.
So we're talking
Mott's.
Mott's. No, so yeah, whatever. So forget the schnapps in general, but I don't go to a kiddish now unless I go to that person's house. And then, but like a mega kiddish.
Well, okay. There's an in between medium and
right,
mega.
How about this? There's the regular. There's shul sponsored, but then there's shul sponsored, meaning where people
just sponsor
people
because,
give money.
Yeah.
Like, I sponsor, like, hey, yeah. I'm Sally.
Hey,
Hess.
It's not a simcha, but I want to have.
I want to help. I want to throw a few dollars.
Like,
to
I'm
the
tired
shul.
Of your yeah. medium
so
kiddish confusion.
That's your chalent. Although some shuls said, you know what? No matter what, we're gonna have a chalent. But chalent's expensive
nowadays. Yeah. What's the price of
a marrow bone?
No. Oh yeah,
marrow bone's crazy. Like 15 bucks for three little nubbins.
Give me some nubbin.
Yeah. So yeah. So but at least if it's a kiddish for a simcha for a celebration, I will show up. Not to eat.
Not for the food.
Don't like kiddishes.
Just to say mazel tov.
Yeah. But
okay. So let's go through large that is sponsored, no simcha, then grand kiddish.
Now we're talking catered.
No. Let's go with large first.
Oh, so large, you're going to have a chalent.
You're going to have
your
kugel.
An array of cookies. Some
Yapsuk?
I mean, it's either or, but usually chalent.
Actually, in Israel both. Of Hancock Park, you and I both know that well. They have both. The first time I ever had Yapsuk was at Young Israel of Hancock Park on La Brea.
I feel like Yapsuk is something you really have to enjoy at someone's house and not a shul. Was it good?
It was tasty, yeah.
Yapsuk, for our listeners that don't know, is it's really a potato and onion dish with sometimes some meat.
It's like chalent without the beans and the barley.
Well, beans and barley are the same thing.
No, they're not.
Yeah, there's barley and then there's beans.
They're brothers.
They're cousins.
Cousins. Like they're the Care Bears.
Yeah. So, yeah, the chalent. What else is there? You can have nice drinks.
At a medium kiddish. Hold on.
We're back to medium? I thought we were regular.
Oh, sorry. We're at large, sponsored.
Oh, I'm okay. So tired.
You're going to have, you might even have some gefilte fish like cut up for those people who like want to like look at it but not eat it.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have probably extra herring.
There might be
maybe
a Caesar salad.
Yeah, you know, that's
and
a
just
new
just one bowl, like a Caesar salad.
Yeah, someone's poking that Caesar salad. Maybe they'll take a crouton, like put it like, you know, yeah.
Might have some candies for the kids.
Yeah, like those fake, weird, hard, pink marshmallow. What are those?
Yeah, like kids get excited, but then they break a teeth.
Exactly. What are those things?
chickens.
Chicken niblets.
They're like big chicken bits.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's talk about a grant. Wait.
What? You might have some chicken fingers.
At a regular sponsor.
That's
Kiddish?
Quite possible. Some shuls. Okay. That's a go-to chicken fingers.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. And good soda. We're talking now. We're elevated to Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper.
Maybe even some ginger ale.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So now the grand Kiddish.
Sushi?
No, a larger grand.
Sorry. I take it back. Okay. So now a grand. Dude. Now we're talking catered. Now really.
Yeah. This is grand Kiddish. There is like there's that, decorations
that could be unlimited. Like so you've got your sushi bar. You've got your
poppers,
sliders,
multiple salads,
deli, not deli, deli roll.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Then you have your wraps. You've got your vegetable wraps.
Sure. You might have multiple kinds of challenge. You've got your veggie challenge, your meat challenge, your jalapeno challenge.
Kishka overflowing.
Kugel.
Hanging on the side of the kugel.
Your shami kugel. Dish.
Your shami kugel. Your pickle?
Pickle kugel?
Your shami kugel with a pickle.
I still I don't understand. You're putting a pickle in the shami kugel?
Hold on a second. Yes. Now, I recall season one, we talked about this.
Yeah.
In Yerushalayim, you get some Yerushalmi kugel. They cut you the little pizza slice of kugel.
And there's a pickle in it?
Yeah, they serve you a little pickle.
Oh, no pickle at the Kiddush.
Okay, so pickle's gone.
Some salt and pepper kugel. Maybe some corn kugel. So
what's salt and pepper kugel?
That's Yerushalmi. No, it's not.
What?
It's also noodles, but it's salt and pepper.
That's Yerushalmi.
Yerushalmi is like oily, cooked for a long time.
With salt and pepper.
This is not the Kugel episode. Relax.
okay, so we're at the
you're also
Grand
Kiddush. You're going to
have meatballs. Oh, meatballs. Are
Swedish.
Yeah.
Small
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
You're going to have a pastry area.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? For after, like for dessert.
No, that's where all the pastries are.
Not a donut wall.
Could be a donut wall.
For a Grand Kiddush?
Who knows? We said it's catered. Anything.
No, I hear. And there's lots of candy for the kids.
There's a candy table.
What are those stick shish kebab candy things? No, the rock candy.
I think it's rock candy.
On a stick?
Yeah, rock candy.
I've never been into that.
I don't like it.
People put it in tea.
Tea, yeah.
What's with that?
Because they're too lazy to like open up the sugar bag, so they're sticking it. I don't like rock candy.
I don't like tea.
Pop rocks.
That's not pop rocks. That is you just sucking on the microphone.
Pop rocks.
Okay, now at a Grand Kiddush, here's the thing. And this might be a little controversial, so if there are children listening, maybe lower the volume. We talked about schnapps.
Schnappies.
Now, a lot of shuls have gone dry. They won't have a l'chaim.
I think the OU has come up against Kiddush
clubs.
Yeah, it
can get a little out of hand.
And nobody wants a
but
drunk.
But for those who don't know, at a Grand Kiddush, sometimes there's a separate
could be a
area.
Could be a bar there's with a bartender.
I prefer a bartender. So, you know why? It's safer.
Safe for the kiddies.
Safe for the kids. You don't want kids grabbing that.
We get into the anomalies. The
yes.
Things
so
that are
here
upsetting.
Are the things that we don't like about Kiddush.
It's not even don't. It's just I mean,
no, there are some that I
well,
just
I
want to
talk
like.
About the food for a second.
We just did for 20 minutes.
So, but I want to jump into things that drive me crazy. So you have this new caterer. They're trying to do something funky. I remember I was in Houston. Great. I don't know who the caterer was, but good caterer. Good food was great. And all of a sudden, I mean, this was bad and good. They bring out what these little ice cream cones.
Yeah.
What looked like little strawberry ice cream. And I was like, whoa. And
at a Fleisha Kiddush?
Will you follow the story?
Yeah.
So it's like they bring it out. Everyone's like, kids are like running over. And like, I'm like, woo. I'm like, I'm walking. Yeah, all right. I'm going to use a little ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was, you know, thinking it was Parv. I grab one. I'm and I'm like, salmon mousse.
What?
Yep. Salmon mousse in a little.
Salmon mousse?
Yeah. In a little like ice cream cone. So I
who
was.
Who thought of that?
I almost threw up, but not because it was gross. Actually, it was quite tasty, but I didn't.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You think you're putting strawberry ice cream in your mouth,
like
all
a
of a sudden you're putting
ice
fish.
Cream ball?
Yeah, but then what I did was I stood back, and I
and
just
you
enjoyed.
World?
No, I watched all the children, like getting all excited. Oh,
it looked like ice cream.
It looked like ice cream, and one by one they would
what
take
kind
it,
of
lick
sadistic
it.
Caterer would
it was
do
the
that.
Best. They were like. It was the face that they made every time they each new kid.
And
like,
you just sat there watching,
laughing so hard.
Oh my!
It was
gosh.
Amazing. So I think you gotta be. You're gonna do a Kiddush. That's not the place to try out
what
new
happened
things.
To that caterer? He's probably
they're probably
somewhere.
Famous now. They're probably like I don't know. But I'm just
Ramsay?
Saying you don't take risks at the Kiddush. We all come. You want to do it at the catered lunch? Go right ahead. There's some time.
I'm glad you said what you just said.
Okay, me
don't
too.
Take risks. I think you can take a risk as long as you have the staple. You know what? You want to have a carving station? That's fine. Make sure there's chillin'.
Yeah, but
you want to have
what are you carving? Tongue? No, not at a Kiddush.
Chicken, turkey.
Yeah,
beef,
I want to know what it
pastrami.
Is.
Pastrami.
Unless you want to have like a you want to have an R&D section of the Kiddush, which is fine.
Yeah, they should do that.
They should do
a little
that.
Lab. Put on your lab coat.
Do you have any allergies?
Try some of these lox. ice cream balls, you know? But that's on you.
Yeah, it was good. Like, right, like they had dipping dots. I was at Kiddush recently, they had dipping dots.
No, but they didn't.
They actually did. I'm going to talk about that Kiddush in a second.
Excuse me. Yeah. You're saying it wrong.
Dipping dots.
Excuse me?
Dipping dots?
Thank you.
Okay. But they were actually fish eggs.
Oh, good
no,
Lord.
No, just kidding. They were dipping dots.
Oh.
One of my pet. Do you have any pet peeves? Because I have.
Oh, I have plenty.
So I was at Kiddush recently. Actually, it was like they had this like big table down the middle with all the staples.
Okay.
You had your challah.
Yeah.
Your kugels, a couple kugels.
Kishka?
This was a big. There was no kishka. They had a herring table, which I want to talk about.
Okay.
Then they had.
This wasn't Kroger store herring. This was like real.
No. Well, that's
Schwartz appetizing.
Actually, my problem. It's my problem. But
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they had like drink station. And they had Dippin' Dots, which it was freezing. It was in Los Angeles. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, they didn't even have to, like, keep it in the machine thing. It was, like...
It was cold outside.
Freezing. So...
We forgot one thing. Can I just throw that into onto the table that you're looking at?
Yeah.
We said Ritz crackers, but at a Grand Kiddush, you know they're having, like, kichel.
Kichel.
Yeah. What is kichel for our audience?
I don't actually know. It's like a bow-tied egg garbage.
No, that's like the non-kichel kichel. Real kichel, like Schwartz in New York, they make thin... Like this, like little puffy cracker.
Those are nice, actually.
Yeah, and they're sprinkled with little sugar crystals.
So, by the way, kichel, the big kichel you might find at a basic Kiddush.
Right, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
But they're just, you can't even, you bite into that. And
That's like, what's that, you know, those jelly beans?
Juice?
Bean boozled. So the big kichel is the bean boozled version
boozled?
Of kichel. Yeah.
I don't know what that parallel was, but I hear you.
Defective kichel.
So this is my biggest pet peeve.
You mean your grand
Pet peeve. At any Kiddush, but it's usually at the Grand, because there's a lot of food. There's not enough space for everybody to get around the table to get the food, which is fine. I accept that.
In line.
There's like, you know, a couple hundred people at shul. There's a big long table. Maybe it fits 50 people at a time.
Maybe.
And it's fine. A line is fine. But here, this is my biggest problem.
Ugh, I know where you're going.
There is protocol.
There should be.
That you're going to go in. Let's
take
say
your
it's
plate.
Chalet.
Take your plate.
Plate, go. Like, remember the soup Nazi in Seinfeld?
I do.
You go, you say your soup, and you move on.
You
get your challah, whatever you want. By the way, you need to take a little, you're not sure. You take your stuff, but then get out. You know what people do? They start eating.
They
start schmoozing.
They don't even move all the down.
No.
They take the first food option. Then they schmooze with the other person.
And they're just sitting there eating their
chalent. And then they block everyone. We're trying to move this along, people.
In, out.
It's selfish.
We all grew up with buffet lines. We know what a buffet line is.
Keep
treat it like a buffet line.
Moving.
Why don't they treat it like a buffet line? It's like everyone just sort of attacks the thing and they just stand there.
I've got a pet peeve.
Well, that's my biggest. Yes.
I've got a pet peeve.
That's true.
Okay, I want to put this out there. I love families, children, adults. Everybody should have from the Grand Kiddush, the Medium Kiddush, any Kiddush. Here's the thing. If people take from a Kiddush, there's a limited supply usually.
Yes.
You can't overstack your plate. It's not right. You walk around the Kiddush after 15, 20 minutes and you see these small little plates with stacks on stacks on stacks of chicken fingers, of chillin'.
It's like they're worried they're never going to get to a Kiddush again.
And you can't eat that anymore. You can't. Once it hits that plate, it's done. If you're going to take it, you better eat it.
No, you need to. No, here's the thing. One portion. You want to get for your little kid that's like in the little
One chicken nugget.
Yeah, so don't stack your plate. You get enough for one portion, and you move on. So I that's also a pet peeve. It's like they think they're at some kind of smorgasbord that like they're never going to... And by the way, they might be worried that they're going to walk in, and they come back, and there won't be kugel, but that's the way it works. If everyone took just one portion, there would be plenty for a second, and maybe even a third.
Yeah, so it's disrespectful to the food, to the Kiddush, whole Kiddush experience.
Okay, we were talking about herring. Now...
Oh, yeah. This is a Grand Kiddush, right?
It's any Kiddush at this point, but yes, at a Grand Kiddush, here's my problem with today's state of herring. You go to all these stores with everyone's making, it's not like, no more is it the big jar anymore, it's every little Jewish market is making their own herring, right?
Yeah.
They got the jalapeno and the Indian and the schmaltz and the...
Mustard.
Mustard and the...
I'm not a fan of the mustard here.
Yeah, I don't like mustard. And
get gepfeffert.
What's that?
Pepper.
Oh, nice. And then you get the cream, and that's all fine, but here's what I don't like.
Yeah.
You open up that, like, the plastic thing.
Oh, good luck not slicing your finger off when
you
open
those. Very dangerous, very dangerous.
Oh, my goodness.
It's more like herring tidbits.
You know what?
I want to be able to stick a. I want to stick
10 years ago,
a little toothpick in
it
there.
It was labeled tidbits, and you'd be like, okay, fine. I know what I'm getting myself into.
Now it's now, just herring. It's a ripoff.
Now you open, you're expecting like these big, thick pieces nice of fish.
Chunk. I want a nice chunk. Instead, there's like little slivers, and you can't it's even
too
find
many onions.
It.
I like onions in there, but not
there
only
should be
onions.
More herring than onions.
I don't want an onion salad. I want herring.
I just feel like you open it up, and you spend $10, and you get like four little pieces. I'm like, I'm searching around.
It's like
I'm
soup.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm calling out the herring industry.
Yeah.
And I'm putting them on notice.
You're on notice.
Start putting real pieces of herring in
I
there.
I feel bad that we
stop
have
with
come
the tidbits.
To this.
It's ruining my kiddish.
Here's
it's
a little
ruining
tidbit
my Shabbos.
For the tidbits.
I don't mind. I'll pay a little more. It's not about
you
the
will?
Money. Yes. Wow. It's not about the money. I want to stick a nice.
Do you drive a Tesla?
I want to stick a toothpick in there and get a nice piece of nice. I need some good mouthfeel when I put the herring in there. No, it's like, I'm just getting like, I can't even taste it. I don't know what it is. It's just oily, oniony. And like, where's the fish? I don't know where the fish is anymore.
Okay. Before we close this very long episode about kiddush, what kind of kiddush person are you? I know you love kiddush.
I don't like kiddush.
Do you have to get there on time? Or are you okay being late and whatever they have left?
I leave.
Maybe they have
after shul. I think I made that clear. So I'm a none of those people.
So I'm glad you asked me what I like to do.
What kind of kiddush person are you?
I like to get there on time usually, but lately I'm trying to stop myself from being the first one in because I think people are starting to look at me.
Yeah.
And be like, that guy is out of control.
Right. You're like,
does he ever eat?
That's where he gets his meal for the week.
That's not true.
Well, you know what? Can I just.
But I love the whole kiddush experience. First of all, it makes people feel good. They sponsored, you know? Someone's got to eat it.
Are you a take your potato kugel and put it in the chalon guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't do that, don't come to kiddush. You're not a professional.
People don't do that?
I've seen it.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a thing that people can do, and I highly recommend it. You take your bowl of chalon.
I require it.
Take your bowl of cholent. Now, you could take a plate and get your potato kugel and eat it separately, but that would be psychotic.
Yeah, it's not going to get the kugel as
put
wet.
The kugel on top of the cholent. Then you're combining two amazing things to create one really, really
and then
incredible
you want
thing.
To get the right bite, you kind of want that spoon to be half cholent, half kugel. Just a spoonful of kugel makes the cholent go down. The cholent go down.
Look how happy you are.
Wow, look at that. We're singing.
Okay, here's one more thing before we close. Big debate here.
Yeah.
You're serving cholent.
Yeah.
Plate, cereal bowl, or those weird little cholent cup things.
Kind of like the cholent bowl, the regular, because like I feel
the
like
little,
they were
tiny,
made.
Weird.
I feel like they were made for cholent.
They were made for cholent.
Yeah,
have you ever seen them used for anything else?
They're dainty, and yet you're putting this chunky like stew gruel in there.
Yeah.
And so I feel kind of like, I feel like dominant. Like I'm dominating this bowl.
Also, you feel like you're just a little bit
but
of chillin'.
You can't really throw a kugel on there, though.
I've done it.
You can do it, but you look like an idiot. You have this big cube thing just floating in the
air.
In
general, at kiddush, I cannot be concerned with how I look because...
I understand.
It's not a good sight.
All right, what about this, though? How about this?
Yeah.
This is something also, it's a pet peeve because kiddush isn't just for the adults.
No.
It's for the kids, too.
Yeah, but they should have their own kiddush.
Well, fine, but most shuls don't have that. But like, so what happens? The kids kind of come out a little bit early. They're like hovering. They see those cookies. It's a grand. It's a grand kiddush. They got the black and whites.
Yep.
And they're like, and then there's some dude, some older gentleman.
Oh yeah.
Who just unleashes on the kids. Get out of here. Who's your parent? This isn't for you. Who said it's not for them?
Yeah.
And they're like, the adults got to eat first. What?
Maybe he doesn't know.
Are
the
we starving?
Are our future?
They are.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Again, kids should know not to take before kiddush, but stop yelling at the children because they want a little...
Shuls of America,
listen
up.
Yeah.
I think kids should have a separate kiddush, not because we don't want them in our kiddush. We want to elevate their kiddush experience.
Yeah.
They can have as much as
I think
they
it's
want.
That's a great idea.
They don't get yelled at.
But stop yelling at them, though, anyway.
I don't yell.
They're
I'm
children.
Not
Yeah. They're children.
I think that they're
fine. If you're
going
to stick cookies on that table, you can't expect the children to not be eyeing
it. I agree.
Okay.
By the way, I'm all for caramel popcorn,
Why
too,
do you
for them.
Hate children, Sally?
No, I don't. I just want everyone to get
kiddush
along. And
is
this
for
is the
everyone.
Way. This is the way.
Get along.
What song is that? I believe.
There actually is. I think there is a get along. There's a country song. I just wanted to like, get along.
That's
get along. Get along. Dun, 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 dun. Get along. You know what I'm talking about?
Eliezer, next time I throw a grand, medium, or small kiddush, I would really like for you to attend.
Well, if you throw it.
And there's a small bowl of chillin' and kugel waiting for you.
I do want to give a shout out, though, to the to the Kiddush. Remember we did the Bricks Brothers and they talked about the Kiddush and what?
Oh, that was the Chabad of Parkland.
I'd probably go to that Kiddush.
That was delicious sounding.
Yeah, it sounded good. Yeah. We were not invited though, but.
Yeah, you'd think after that episode.
Bricks Brothers, if you're listening.
It's not their show.
I know, but they
guys, have, hook us up.
Yeah, invite us.
Yeah.
Parkland. You, Sally?
I'm in.
Get along.
I'll see you
next
time.
We're gonna have a Kiddush now, so get along.
You love Kiddush.
I don't.
You do.
See you next time.